This is Jerry Bain podcasting from the 2009 Fall Task Force meeting for the Coalition for Networked Information. I'm here with Herbert von de Sampel, scientist at Los Alamos National Laboratory, Robert Sanderson, also a scientist at Los Alamos, and Michael Nelson, associate professor for the Department of Computer Science at Old Dominion University. Thanks for joining me today. So on open annotation, what core guiding principles did you follow in developing the open annotation collaboration?
First of all, maybe it's good to indicate that open annotation is about sharing annotations. So the goal is to be able to share annotations across annotation clients and across collections resources. The situation that we see nowadays typically with annotation is that you have one client, and with that client you can annotate that collection, and then to annotate another collection you need another client, etc., and there's no sharing of stuff. So that's really the main goal in open annotation, is to allow that kind of sharing. Our focus is on scholarly annotations. You know, the funder of this work is the Mellon Foundation, but we want to come up with a framework that can be used beyond scholarly stuff, so really in the web in general. And that leads to a first kind of principle or set of principles that basically say that whatever we do in open annotation needs to be completely based on the web architecture, notions of the semantic web, and the linked data effort. So that's really the foundation, the starting point of it all. That basically means the URI is everything. It's at the center of the universe in all this. That's a core principle.
How do these principles and your effort differ from previous attempts at creating an annotation environment? And what led you to this different approach?
The main difference that we found so far is that any resource could be the content of the annotation, so not the target, the thing that you're talking about, but the content. So for example, you might have a video on YouTube as your annotation rather than the thing being annotated. So in our model, the exception is if you've just got a string as your annotation. And as Herbert just said, the URI is very central, so we need a way of assigning a URI to these strings. And there's, of course, many ways of doing that now. For example, if it's less than 140 characters, you could put it on Twitter. Multiple targets is another exception or another difference in our model. Most systems will allow you to annotate one thing, but there's very many use cases in the humanities scholarly realm in particular where you might want to draw comparisons between two different things, so you'd need to have them both as targets. And finally, there's the idea that we don't have a protocol. So one of the previous works in this area is called Annotea. It was a standard by the W3C even, and it's really not gotten any sort of adoption. On mailing lists, one of the big causes which people have identified for that is that there's a very strong reliance on a client-server protocol. So if you implement that protocol, then you're playing the Annotea game. It's not really about the data model. So we want to learn from that mistake. So we want to use the linked data approach, the sort of semantic web approach of just putting a document out there, letting people harvest it, letting people link to it, and that's the annotation.
What are some of the specifications of the evolving data model for interoperable annotation?
At this point, we don't really have specifications out. We had hoped, you know, to have an early draft ready by this CNI meeting, but then Memento took over our lives and we kind of had to put it a little bit on the back burner. So the presentation that we are going to give later today is really, at this point, the document that we have that we're going to share with the public and actually going to request feedback for. That's going to give a rather detailed insight in the what our thinking is about interoperable annotation and where we see the data model evolve. So there's a couple of core ideas there that I think will already be interesting for people to start giving feedback to. I hope somewhere in the course of January, we'll be able to turn that into an HTML document that we can put online with really example machine-readable annotation documents that people can inspect and that, you know, should then lead to even further comment.
Rob talked about getting away from the protocol that Annotea defines, and I think that's really core, and you'll see that as a motif that shows up both in Memento and now Open Annotation and so forth, in which we are actively embracing the web architecture, not really inventing protocols per se, but really focusing on the URI, the primacy of the URI, and using the web as the protocol, essentially embracing REST-based design instead of the more conventional RPC-style design.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything anybody would like to add about Open Annotation that we haven't covered?
If there are any comments about Open Annotation, could you please join the Google group for it, which is OAC-TECH.
Great. Well, thank you for your time on both projects, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.